Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Good to be here, Chris. Morning.
Morning, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've had you in the studio. Jeff, I don't think you've been in the studios before.
Never have.
So we gave him the 10-cent tour here in a little bit. So Yem Ford, it's been, you know, the Ford store's been there at the corner of West Main and Linwood Road for a long, long, long time. And Yem Ford has really changed that corner, Mark. That is beautiful, beautiful store there.
Yeah, we Rick and I made the investment in Yem Ford about 5 years ago, actually a little over 5 years ago. And one of the stipulations that came down from Ford was we had to invest in the facility. So within a couple of years of owning the business, we spent the money for new facility.
Yeah.
And it really brought magic to that corner.
Well, it sure did. And how did this all come about, Mark? You had I know we've done some radio messages talking about the fact you wanted to keep the Ford store local.
Yeah, so back when the business became for sale, Rick had actually approached me seeing if I'd be interested. And really the reason both of us were interested was we didn't want to see somebody from the outside come in and invest their money here in the business and then take that money outside of Galesburg.
Yeah, right.
So,
you're talking about one of those big, it could have been a big corporate dealership.
You know, big corporate dealership there. I mean, the same thing, you know, that happened in the John Deere business has been happening in the auto business for years. It's consolidation and dealers, in order to make money, they need to get bigger and bigger. And so that's what would have happened. So, you know, we became a part of the Yem name. Been in Galesburg for over 50 years. And so, you know, I was happy to tag along and keep the money local.
Yeah. And that's an important thing. I think people were probably worried about that, that it was going to be, you know, we weren't going to have our own local Ford store.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, obviously to me, local is important.
Yeah.
So
how is it going from selling tractors to selling Fords?
You know, there's a lot of similarities, relationships. You know, I see a lot of customers at the Ford store that I used to do business with and at the John Deere store.
Yeah.
And but it really, it boils down to people, having the right people and relationships and, you know, making the customer feel like they had a good experience and they were treated fairly and same thing in the John Deere business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the other thing, they're both very quality products. Ford's very well respected, got a great product line, as did John Deere.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, some of the challenges, differences, it's difficult in the car business to have good, loyal customers. The internet, you know, has a big impact on the auto business. And, you know, people, probably 75-80% of the people that buy a vehicle shop the internet. And so, you know, what we have to do is we have to be able to show people that, first of all, we're competitive, but when they buy from us, we treat them the way they want to be treated.
That's right.
And then after the sale, you know, we're doing the same thing.
That's right.
And that's what builds loyalty. So that's what we're attempting to do. And I think we've made some good progress. But, you know, the another similarity, obviously, is the people that work there, our employees, they're going to make or break us.
Thanks again for being with us today on Galesburg Live. It's exciting to have our friends from Yem Ford here.
Thanks, Chris.
Good morning.
Jeff, how long have you been with the dealership now?
At this location, I started there in February.
Okay.
I worked at the other store with Rick and his daughter, Sarah. I started back fresh out of the Navy January 2nd, 1997 at the other dealership in the service department and got my feet wet there.
Yeah.
And progressed through a sales career that's led me to where I am today. Sales and people, that's really all I know.
That's right.
And I enjoy it. I come into work every day excited to be there and excited to meet people. And
well, Mark was talking about, you know, it's the staff that makes the dealership. And you got a great staff there.
Yes. The staff is great. They're going to treat every customer professionally, respectful. They're going to be nice, and they're going to be truthful, first and foremost. That's one rule. We never lie to a customer. We want the customers to be treated fairly. Be forward with them. Good news or bad news, we're going to give the customer their best options.
Yeah.
And always be nice and respectful. That's to right. them.
The facility is pretty amazing. I mean, you've got the drive-in service bay. There's been so many changes there that have kind of updated
the
Ford store.
If you haven't seen the showroom, you should come out and look at it.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's larger than you might think. It's beautiful to work out of. I think it gives our customers and our employees a little bit more spirit when they're in the building.
Yeah.
It truly is a beautiful place. And we sell a lot of cars right off the showroom, and I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. And you've still got some of those familiar faces that have been there for many, many years, don't you?
Yeah, Gene Stoll, he's still there.
We were just talking about Gene. He's still kind of semi-retired, right? A little bit. I mean, is he kind of half?
Yeah,
I don't think his customers are going to let him ever leave.
That's the problem. Right? His customers won't let him retire fully. He comes in every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and I know he's dedicated. He'll come in by appointment too. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and very, very knowledgeable about automobiles and how to purchase them and how to help customers through that process.
He's been around a while, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. We've had him on the air many times over the years.
He's very good.
Yeah, and I'm sure you learn from. You know, one of the things you learn from somebody like that.
Oh, being around Gene, you're going to learn. He's great around the younger salespeople to watch him and mentor him. His customers are loyal to him. They love him. And frankly, they won't buy a vehicle from anybody else.
Yeah.
And he's a nice asset personnel-wise to have around. So, you know, I hope he never retires, but for him, I know he deserves it more than anybody.
Yeah. And again, you've got so many long-term employees there, Mark, so many people that have been there for many, many years there at the dealership.
Yeah, we do, and a lot of familiar faces. But we've got some new people, so, you know, we have a mix. We have a great sales staff. We're very well-versed now. On the internet to be able to help people who, you know, who want to go that route. The interesting thing, you know, obviously our goal is to sell as many cars as we can locally. But what the internet has done is it's allowed us to sell cars virtually anywhere. So, you know, we have a good used vehicle. And of course, the advantage to used cars is nobody has the exact same one.
Yeah.
So you have the only one. If somebody in Texas sees it online, you know, we can do a deal with them. So
really
expands our market.
It's great to have you here in the studios for Galesburg Live. Thank you for being here today, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
Yim Ford is a beautiful, beautiful store right there at the corner of West Main and Linwood Road. And we're talking a little bit about the facility. We talked about it's the modern, latest, I guess, version of what Ford wants a Ford store to look like.
Yeah. Is that consistency?
Consistency. Yep. They want all their stores to look the same. And it's just this beautiful, shining thing there at the corner of West Main. And one of the things was that drive-in service, Jeff, that people can just drive right in and take care of you.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it convenient, and it saves a lot of headaches. Mm-hmm. Depending on what the car's there for, there could already be a headache involved anyway. If it's pouring down rain like yesterday, you can just pull up to the doors. They'll let you in. Nice, dry area to get checked in. Nice, clean, dry area to get checked in. And then in the winter, same situation. The wind's blowing. Just uncomfortable to be outside. You know, you'll get to pull right in. We'll come out and check in your car in a nice, warm facility. Yeah. And then you don't really have to go back outside. We'll get you right to the waiting room. Mm-hmm. And then return the car to you right there in the bay going back out as well, too. Excellent. So it makes it nice, and it takes the edge off of what could be a difficult situation anyway.
Well,
if you've
got
a flat tire or something like that.
Hey, man, service, when you know, many times these service problems don't come at the greatest time in the world, right? So you're seeing people sometimes that they're a little upset, just to, oh, this is happening, can you help me? But you've got a great opportunity to say, hey, we're going to take care of you, and you got that beautiful facility first when you pull in. Let's talk about your service. You guys got a great crew out there in the service department.
Yeah, we've got Tom Smith, yeah, who many people know. Tom spent a lot of time over at the GM facility. And he came on board here, maybe 6 months ago. And we've got a great staff of technicians, master techs, master Ford techs. So, you know, we can serve the needs of, you know, not just Fords, but
yeah,
but other products as well. It's, you know, service is key to the success of the dealership. You can sell all the cars you want, but if you can't take care of people in the back end, they're not going to come back and buy a car.
That's right.
So it's critical.
Yeah.
Critical part of the dealership.
You've got that whole circle of service there. You've got the service department. You've got the parts department.
And we've got a body
and
shop.
And a body shop, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, you buy a car from us, and if you have an unfortunate accident, you can bring it back. And we work with all the insurance companies. And put out a great product in the body shop as well.
Absolutely. And that's pretty key too. Working with all the insurance companies, you can do just as good, about better than any other shop in the area.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're talking with Mark Klein and Jeff Oath from Yum Ford here in Galesburg. Thanks again for being a part of Galesburg Live today. Mark, we're talking about earlier in this, in the last half hour, we're getting into the internet and how that has changed the car buying business. I mean, this is, you know, at first, at least in radio, the internet was more of a novelty. You had to have a web page just because it was the cool thing to do. Now,
yeah,
it's a mode of you've got to have it to sell, to make, yeah, money, to survive.
You know, I'm a car guy. I love cars. And, you know, anybody can sit home in their chair watching TV. They decide they want to buy a vehicle. They get online and, you know, they can put the vehicle in they're looking for, and all of a sudden a bunch of websites will come up, and before you know it, they can have their choice of four or five vehicles,
yeah,
you know, in who knows where destination. So what I think it's really done is it's really educated the customer in a way that when they walk in the dealership, most of them know what they want. They know about the vehicle, you know, even though our salespeople will, you know, make sure they understand what the vehicle's all about and the pluses to the vehicle. But customers are – the internet has educated customers.
Yeah.
And not only on the knowledge of the vehicle, but the vehicle's value, their trade-in value. I mean, they can get all that information and – and so sometimes it prevents or it presents in both an opportunity and a challenge for us, because customer walks in the door and you know, essentially they can sit there and make the deal just based on what they learn on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's in a way it's good, you know, if we have the product, but it does, you know, become a challenge if we don't have the product.
That's right.
They may not come to us or give us a chance.
That's right.
So,
but that on the positive side, it really does streamline the whole process, right, Jeff? I mean, somebody comes in, they've already done their research, they've shopped for the car, they know exactly what vehicle they want, they've talked to you, chatted, texting. Is that kind of how the process works?
That's exactly
how
it works.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't even have to walk on the lot before I, other than to sign the papers, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then we've even sold vehicles to people out of state we never physically met. I tell customers and I tell our sales staff that our website is our biggest showroom. We have a beautiful physical showroom right there we work in every day, but our website has to be just as up to date, just as cutting edge. There has to be consistencies on our website with the photos. to make it easier to shop and easier to contact us and get information back in a timely fashion. Like Mark said, if someone's sitting in their living room on a tablet or a laptop, they want that information fast.
That's right.
The expectation. So we have to be prepared to give it to them fast or have that information in front of them where they don't have to wait on it at all.
That's right. So. Well, most people don't just wake up today and go, you know what? I think I'm going to buy a car. Let's go on out there. That process starts days, weeks, months before, right? They're looking on that website. They're first of all, they're going right to your website and they're just kind of gazing at, just kind of looking at, right?
Yeah. You know, today, well, and it has been for quite a while, but a car purchase is a significant investment for people. And so, you know, they're going to take the time to make sure that that investment is, you know, what they want and that it's fair. And so that, you know, that is an opportunity for us, is to be able to use our internet, use our website, use the sites that we're involved with to make sure that people understand we are competitive and we do carry, you know, a very wide variety of product, you know, both new and used.
That's right.
So
Mark Klein and Jeff Oth, our guests from Yum Ford here in Galesburg. Mark, when somebody comes on your lot and they don't see, say that they're looking for a new Ford, they don't see what they're looking for, that's not a problem anymore.
It's not, no. And, you know, we work with 25 or 30 dealers, you know, mostly throughout the Midwest, other Ford dealers, and we share inventory.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're a small-town dealer. We're not like, you know, even the dealers in the Quad Cities or Peoria, we don't stock the level of inventory that those dealers do. But yet, you know, we can get anything anybody wants. And, you know, the computer, the internet, you know, just because you may see something at a Ford store in the Quad Cities and you don't see it in our inventory, we can get it. And that's key. The other thing that's key is, nobody can sell a vehicle cheaper or more reasonably priced than what we can.
Really?
Everybody sells vehicles at the same price. Everybody buys them at the same price. So we can be just as competitive as any other Ford dealer. There are 10 or 11 Ford stores within 50 miles. Yeah. If you go to the Quad Cities or you go to Peoria.
Yeah.
So obviously, we want people to come to us that are local. We want to do business locally. And, you know, if you don't see it in our inventory, I guarantee you we can get it for you. And we can be competitive, and we're going to take care of you. You're going to get a hometown experience, and you're going to get treated very fairly, and you're going to get treated right. You're going to do business with local people. You're going to keep your money local. And we're going to reinvest local. And it's, you know, it's what it's all about. Galesburg is a small community. Obviously, it's had its challenges. You know, I've been here for 25 years, and my kids are here. We have four kids. They're all here. They're all in business, and they're all invested in the community. And that's, you know, that's the message we want to get out.
Thanks again for being a part of Galesburg Live this morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, we want to talk. We were talking earlier. Mark was alluding to the fact of nobody can sell a new Ford cheaper or at a better price, better value than your local Ford store. And we were going to talk a little bit about that. How do you guys price your vehicles? I've heard these words, apples to apples, and all that, and how you're selling cars there.
I mean, Galesburg's in a challenging location geographically. Like Mark said, there's, I believe the number's 13 Ford dealers within 60 miles.
Yeah, you can go to the Quad Cities of Peoria. We have no problem driving an hour anyway, right, guys?
Right.
Yep. We have no problem going anywhere.
You know, I always say that people will shop us, but it depends on what order they shop us in. My experience over the years was customers would come to their local dealer, get a price, have that worksheet in their purse or in their wallet, and go to the Quad Cities to have, you know, a special restaurant or a place they like to go out to eat, and then they drive through a lot, and pull the worksheet out, and you just gave that dealership all the information to sell them a, to sell you a car.
Yeah.
And it was kind of put us in an unfair situation where, you know, I challenged a customer once that said he can never buy a car locally. And I asked him, I said, why don't you go to another dealership out of town and then bring me their worksheet and I'll just simply match it or beat it. And then you can buy it for me, which you want to do anyway.
Yeah, he wants to buy locally.
The customer just told me he wants to buy it locally. So I just had him reverse the way he was shopping for a car. He brought it to me and we sold him a truck.
Yeah.
And he couldn't believe it. He was in disbelief. And I just tried to explain to him that, if you take our numbers and go out of town, you're giving that next dealer just enough information to beat us.
Yeah.
We want you to feel good about it. So what I'm asking you to do, I know we want to be held accountable.
Yeah.
We want to be held honest. Get that number and then let me use that information to sell you a truck. And you can buy it locally or a car and feel good about it.
Yeah. And I think, ideally, and I go back to my John Deere days, if we're doing the kind of job we should be and we've built the relationships with people and we're taking care of them in the back in the service department, ideally there shouldn't be any reason to go anywhere else and shop. You come to us, we give you a fair deal. You can check us out on the internet. You know whether we're giving you a fair deal or we aren't. But, it's up to us to really earn your business and earn that opportunity for you to do business with us.
Right.
I think that's key. Everybody's going to shop, but, to realize that, we want your business, we're going to earn your business, and we can be just as competitive and provide you with value, and the local community aspect, I think, is the reason to do business with us.
That's right. Mark Klein and Jeff Oath from Yem Ford are our guests here at Galesburg Live. And Mark, you are you're at the dealership every day now. You're there every day.
Yeah, I think about 6 months ago, Rick and I talked, and neither one of us had spent really much time at the dealership. Mm-hmm. I love cars. I'm a car guy. And so, I wanted to get active in the business. And so, I am there every day. I may not spend all day there, but I like working with our employees. I like seeing customers that, I've known for a long time, as well as new customers. And, honestly, it's kind of fun. Somebody buys a car to walk up to them and thank them for their business.
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
Means a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it means a lot to have, the owner present and willing to make that commitment. I know it does with the employees, and that's evident. So,
well, you are such a big part of this community, Mark, and as far as the economic growth of this, the things you've done over the last few years have been pretty amazing here at Yem Ford, just part of that.
Yeah, I think, Chris, that, like I said, I came here 25 years ago. This community and this area really made me what I am today. I was very fortunate to have 20 years of success in the John Deere business. And, it would be a travesty if, I took that success and went somewhere else. My wife and I, we live local. We don't have to, but we want to. And we want to be able to use our resources to continue to invest and give back to the community, and that's what we're doing. And the Ford store is just a part of that.
That's right. And I'm sure we could talk for a long, long time about all this wonderful, and we won't get into all that, I'm sure. I think one of the things I wanted to get across, we're talking with Mark Klein and Jeff Oath from Yem Ford. Mark, you want to hear from people. You want to hear their feedback on how the Ford store is doing.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why you're there.
And sometimes it's careful what you say about that because, frankly, I do get calls, that are not always positive. But I think, the key is as people do share their feedback that, positive or negative, that we do something with it. Either, we thank the employee that the customer came in to say did a good job, or, we have to change our process, or we have to, you know, do something different in order to improve.
That's right.
So, and that's the beauty of the feedback and surveys and listening to people and hearing what they have to say. Yeah. It's one thing in a big city. It's one thing to sell a car and have that customer walk out the door and never see him again. Yeah. In our case, we're a small town. We see people on the street. We see them in a lot of places. Yeah. The goal is we have to get people to come back and do business with us. It isn't a one and done. It's treat them right, meet their needs, and make them feel good about it, and make them want to come back and do business with us again.
Absolutely. Mark Klein and Jeff Oath from Yum Ford are our guests today at Galesburg Live. The last few minutes that we have here, what are some cool things that Ford's got coming out? I mean, I saw that new Mustang. It's looking pretty sharp for 2019. Holy moly. That's beautiful.
The new Bullet Mustang. Yeah. We actually have a new California Special on the lot.
Oh.
It's really cool. A white, 480-horse Mustang, 6-speed. Lots of fun. You know, we've got a Raptor. The new Ford Expedition is a great vehicle. You know, Ford's really placed a lot of emphasis on SUVs and trucks.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the bread and butter for Ford and for us.
You mentioned that Raptor. That's a nice truck.
Yeah.
Jeff, definitely.
That's a beautiful truck. That's not for everyone either.
No.
That's a lot of truck right there.
That truck, if you haven't seen it right in front of the showroom, it has all the eye appeal.
Oh.
It's gorgeous. It's going to get the second looks. It's a specialty truck, and it is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's right. Well, weren't those designed for, like, dune racing, like desert dune? I mean, it's a powerful.
It's an off-road vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful truck.
Yes, it is.
Now, Mark, you said you're a car guy, so you're bringing some really interesting vehicles in there, too, when we talk about, like, used vehicles, some really high-end stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried to give people a variety, give them something different to look at, and you know, we want to sell new trucks and cars and SUVs, but, you know, used vehicles are also extremely important to us. So the key there is to give people variety and, you know, bring somebody in the store that maybe hasn't done business with us, because we do have options.
Yeah, that's right. So. And the neat thing is to find a vehicle there that you just don't see around Galesburg before. I mean, I've seen BMW on your lot there, or in the showroom before, and there's some interesting. Do you guys look for those interesting type vehicles?
Yeah, you know, I call it casting a larger net. You want to appeal to more buyers. Like Mark said, get a person in your showroom that hasn't been there before. We're building up our used inventory, so there is more selection and variety and more cars to choose from.
Yeah.
That's very important. And not only on used, but we're doing it on new as well. We want to have something there for everyone. And if we don't, like we talked about before, if we don't have it, we work with enough other dealer partners where we can get it.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting, even on the used side, you know, I've had two or three friends say, hey, you know what? I'd like to have a used XYZ. Well, with the internet and the auction business, you know, being a dealer, we can get online, and if somebody's looking for a specific vehicle, we can go online and we can find it, used, and make the deal with the customer and bring the vehicle in and deliver it to them.
Because you guys have the connections. I mean, you're able to find
new
those
and pretty, used, new and used. You know, if you're looking for anything, you know, come talk to us, because we'll find it for you and we'll treat you right.
Well, that's a big part of it. Mark Klein and Jeff Oath, thank you guys so much for being a part of Galesburg Live this morning. Thank you for everything you do for our community, Mark, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.